Enforcement officers of the Environmental Protection Agency have been ordered to stop investigating at least 70 of the country's oldest and dirtiest power plants for suspected violations of the Clean Air Act. Sources at the EPA say the agency may also abandon 13 enforcement cases that have already gone to court. Last summer, when the EPA eased the pollution rules governing these power plants, the Bush administration promised not to apply the new rules to ongoing investigations. Well, now, by some accounts, it's doing just that. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Aging coal-fired power plants at dirty oil refineries are supposed to install the latest air pollution scrubbers in their smokestacks when they expand. That's what it says in the Clean Air Act. But at the end of the Clinton administration, EPA investigators charged that this rule was routinely being skirted. By the time George W. Bush took over, the EPA had taken the owners of more than a dozen such facilities to court and notified the owners of dozens more that they were under investigation. Eric Schaefer, a former EPA enforcement officer who now runs the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project, says almost all of those investigations were abruptly ended at a closed EPA meeting in Seattle this week.
EPA's enforcement chief basically ordered his lawyers to stop investigating power plants for violating major Clean Air Act rules, even if the agencies found these companies are violating the law, and even for cases that have already been referred to the Justice Department.
Schaefer wasn't there, but people in the agency have confirmed his account. These officials say they were told to permanently close dozens of preliminary investigations and to permanently set aside dozens more where the EPA had issued a formal notice of violation. Most of the probes that do proceed will now be governed by rewritten air pollution rules, which Schaefer describes as full of loopholes.
There isn't a power company out there that's going to flunk the new regulations the Bush administration have put in place. They allow you to replace up to 20% of a plant, no matter how much pollution increases as a result, without getting a permit, without putting on pollution controls. If you can't get around that, if you can't squeeze through that loophole, you've got a very bad lawyer.
Schaefer says the list of companies likely to benefit from this change includes giant electric companies like Dayton Power of Ohio, the XL Corporation of Denver, and the Exxon, Citgo, and Phillips Oil companies. Schaefer adds that to him, it's no coincidence that many of these companies are political allies of the president, or that some of them are major campaign contributors. But official spokesmen for the EPA say reports of a major policy change are greatly overblown. In a statement, the agency said it was vigorously pursuing the 13 cases now before the courts and evaluating more than 100 others on a case-by-case basis. Scott Siegel, a spokesman for the Electric Reliability Coordinating Councils, says Schaefer's complaint adds up to this.
An interpretation of an environmental organization of a meeting without any reliance on an actual pronouncement of agency policy.
It's certain that these claims and counterclaims will get louder in the months ahead as environmentalists try to make a campaign issue of the Bush administration's changes to what is known as the New Source Review Program. Siegel thinks the environmentalists will be overplaying their hand.
So the bottom line is there is plenty of very aggressive case law and regulation under the Clean Air Act that is untouched by any change in the New Source Review Program. That's why we've had 2 decades of continual declines in emissions from coal-fired facilities and industrial plants.
The environmentalists say those reductions are precisely why the old Clean Air Act should be left alone. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.